Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. So if things haven't been bad enough in Pittsburgh over the last several days, today you wake up to the fact that one of the schools really close to the synagogue where this shooting occurred, this Colfax Elementary School, was on lockdown because of a report of a student possibly having a gun. Now, fortunately, there was nothing found that I can find. It was just, you know, just kind of a scare. But it's one of those things where you look at, you know, the tensions really, really very high there. And I'll tell you, with the president showing up unwanted, really, I think it only escalated that tension. Here to share some thoughts about the big march that happened yesterday, also whether the president was, whether his attendance was wanted. I've asked Josh Friedman to come talk with us. He's a leader with the group that put on the big march, the Bend the Arc Jewish Actions Pittsburgh chapter. Josh, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me.
So walk me through what transpired yesterday, what went on with this protest, with this march that the president said didn't really exist and there was nobody really there.
That's kind of funny to hear. It started on Monday, really, when we were planning what sort of action we would have. And we wanted a place for people to be able to grieve together communally and to express themselves, come together, show everybody what Pittsburgh is about. And I'm not exactly sure how many people we had, but it was large.
Yeah, I've heard upwards of 5,000 people were in the streets that day. And look, for a neighborhood that size, that's a good number of folks coming out into the streets.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was really moving to see everybody come out. I don't think there are any words that can express it, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, some of the reporting that I've seen, some of the videos that I've seen, it was one of these moments where, you know, there's a community that's grieving and there are people there for each other. And look, that's what this country is supposed to be about. That's what's supposed to happen. We shouldn't be as divided as we are, and we shouldn't have a president who has divided us as much as he has. And yet, you know, I look at the mayor of your city, Bill Peduto, who said, look, you know, President Trump, please don't come. Not now, you know, come later. Next week's fine. Let the community digest this. Let them, you know, grieve. Let them be with themselves and their community. And I thought it was a very tactful way of saying, stay away. Now, your group actually sent a letter saying, no, we don't want you here at all. Just don't come.
Yeah, we actually gave him the opportunity to come as long as he denounced white nationalism, which he didn't do.
Well, we know that's not going to happen.
I mean, we can always be hopeful. We can always hope that somebody changes. One thing he didn't do was speak. So that's already taking something out of him. And he also shortened his trip. Right. He was supposed to visit the JCC also, and they cut that out of the trip. I think he got the message when he and his staff saw us coming down the street with however many thousands strong to have our own ceremony to commemorate the lives that we lost from the community in an incredibly moving communal ritual.
Yeah, I watched some of the videos, and they were very moving and very, very, very heart touching. But the sad thing is, it comes back to, you know, you look at these horrible tragedies continue to happen, and people keep asking, you know, is this who we are as a country? And I would like to believe that we're the country that your organization and all the people who came out in the streets, to be together. I'm hoping we're that country and not the country of Donald Trump and this horrible coward who perpetrated this act.
I think that's one of the important lessons from yesterday, is that we are that country. The majority of us are that country, and we need to let everybody know that. Pittsburgh is that city. It's really moving to to think about. We always think about Pittsburgh in these terms, and we showed everybody who we are and what everybody else can be. We can always be better, and we should always aspire to be better.
Right.
But I think for everybody, Pittsburgh is an amazing starting place, and I'm more than proud to live here.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, I talked about yesterday on the show was, you know, it came out that the doctor, you know, where the hospital where this coward was taken, you know, to have his wounds taken care of, the guy who, the doctor who runs the hospital is Jewish, the doctor who attended and a nurse, they were Jewish, and yet still, they treated
also,
this person.
Sorry to interrupt, but also one of the medics on the scene is Jewish.
I mean, just to highlight this even further, that, you know, even in this moment of horrible, you know, this horrible action, that this person who perpetrated this this action was still treated with kindness and still treated with dignity and still respected. I found that to be, you know, one of those kernels that you take from these tragedies and say we're better than this.
Yeah, and it's actually the easier route to take in life. That if you treat people with dignity and respect, it's much easier and much more fulfilling than treating people with hate and derision.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because, you know, I don't know an awful lot about Jewish, rituals. I don't know much about, the burials and stuff, but I do know it's a very short period of time, I guess within 24 hours, I don't know for sure. I just thought it was I thought it was rude. I thought it was wrong for the president to intervene into that while families are burying the dead. I just thought it was in really, really bad taste.
Yeah, it was clear that a bunch of families didn't want him. I think there were some families that did want him, and that's up to them. This is first and foremost their tragedy, and they should grieve and cope how they feel is right. If he wanted to be with those families and those families wanted him, he could have done it privately and maybe none of us would have ever known. But that's not how he operates.
Yeah, it's the spectacle.
This was our opportunity to say this blood is on your hands. This blood is also on all of your staffers' hands who were complicit in his hate speech by being silent and not speaking out, especially Jared and Ivanka. They've been silent on the hate speech and rhetoric and hurtful laws and executive orders that the president has either tried to pass or passed. And it's been against every group. Every minority's felt his wrath, and now that wrath has come home. And they're still not speaking out.
And this is what I talked about yesterday. If you're not actively speaking out, if you're not actively pushing back against the hate speech, against the rhetoric, against, not just Trump, but all of the politicians who are attempting to be baby Trumps, if you're not actively pushing back against it, you're complicit in my view at this point, because at some point there's a point where you go enough is enough, and I'm well past that point. Because, you know, and I talked about this on Monday with, you know, when I told my kids about the shooting, and I have three kids, 16, 12, and 10, their reaction was just kind of like, another weekend, another shooting. What's different about today than any other day? And that really grabbed me, because, you know, I fear that we're becoming desensitized to these things, where it's happening so frequently that we're seeing so many people grieving, we're seeing so much of this tragedy that we just go, well, you know, didn't happen to me today.
Yeah, you're desensitized until it comes home. That's what happened here. And I would also love to backtrack to your point about if you're not speaking out, you're complicit. There are different levels of comfort in people's ability to speak out. So it doesn't have to necessarily be the negation of the terrible views. If somebody's more comfortable going out and spreading love and spreading their efforts to people that are less fortunate than them, that is equally as important. That squashes the love, that breaks or squashes the hate. It breaks down barriers, and it shows that we're one community, we're one nation that needs to rise up together against this hate.
Yeah, it's one of those things that my evangelical friends love to make sure that in the Pledge of Allegiance, it's one nation under God. And you go, well, what about that one nation part? When do we get to that? That's a whole nother argument for another day.
The Pledge of Allegiance, we know why the under God is there. It was to fight communism somehow. But that meaning has changed.
Yeah, but let me ask you, last line of questioning, because, yesterday was, in my view, a very moving day and a very moving event. What are you hoping comes out of this, today, tomorrow? What are you hoping the message is moving forward? Because, look, there's going to be another shooting. We know there's going to be another one of these horrible tragedies. We know another community is going to be suffering because I don't see the rhetoric toning down. In fact, I only see it ramping up. What are you hoping comes out of this, though?
First and foremost, I hope we win back the House next Tuesday. And possibly the Senate. We need a check on the president. I hope people keep taking it to the streets when they need to, for whatever reason. I hope people continue fighting the good fight. I hope we have white nationalists with their tails between their legs on the run. I haven't had a ton of time to think about my longer term hopes after Tuesday, really.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, I would think that just getting through tomorrow would be the hope for right now, because we're just being inundated from every direction, and I'm sure that this all of this is weighing down the community, and as time passes, you will heal and move forward, and I hope that to be much stronger. But Josh, I appreciate you taking time for us and sharing some of your experience in this moment of tragedy.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
Thanks so much. I look at this and the more we speak out, and he's right. It's not just condemning this president outward. It's doing good deeds and that. He's a much more generous person than I think I am. Quick break. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, Rick@therickSmithShow.com. Right back after this.